He's like, he's a menace. He hangs people over the top of balconies asking for answers. Come on, man. You gotta sit him down and talk to him.
Batman need to be in jail. He need to be in jail. You out here doing this crazy shit, bro. Get your ass down somewhere. He privileged, bro. Batman is privileged.
Kind of like Batman's a ninja in a way.
He really is. I hear beating the shit out of people in the middle of the night.
Hey, man. they said Batman out here beating people for jaywalking. Like, wait a minute. Oh, no, you can't do that.
The Batman, bro. Shout out to that's one of my favorites. Batman and Black Panther are my two favorites, bro. But Batman really be beating criminals to a pulp, bro. He beat you just enough to where he don't kill you. He beat you to the brink of death.
Like,
yeah, I ain't kill him though. I ain't kill him though.
He's kind of a menace.
You might as well kill him.
He's like, he's a menace. He hangs people over the top of balconies asking for answers. Come on, man. You gotta sit him down and talk to him.
Batman need to be in jail. He need to be in jail. You out here doing this crazy shit, bro. Get your ass down somewhere. He privileged, bro. Batman is privileged.
To be honest,
he don't got nothing better to do. Like, you know.
To be honest, if he was doing this, if a normal person in real life in this reality was doing stuff like that, they'd probably be locked up by now.
They would have been killed. Or, these criminals ain't gonna shoot you.
or sent to an asylum or something like that.
What the hell you think you run around here being a vigilante? Or sit your ass down somewhere.
Spending all this money. That's like if Jeff Bezos wanted to be Batman or something. He has all this money. He's going to buy like a super souped up car that's like has military grade power. And he's throwing like ninja stars at people. And he has like a super suit. Yeah.
If we being real, characters like Iron Man, Batman, and Black Panther realistically could exist.
Yeah. Yeah, the technology.
Yeah. That's what it is. You got to be rich. I mean, if I was a billionaire, if I have nothing else better to do, I might as well get good at fighting. I got nothing better to do. I'm rich.
At this point, technology is getting to somewhere to where we could have like armor. We could have like weapons that are they're saying that you find in comic books. So why not?
Who would you rather be? Black Panther, Iron Man, or Batman?
Man, that's a good one. Well, all my parents are dead, so.
Yeah, damn, that does suck when you look at it like that. Okay, I'm just talking about a bit like. I'm just talking about if you was a billionaire, you can either have a vibranium suit. Or you could be like Batman, got all these gadgets, or you could be like Iron Man, like Tony Stark and have an Iron Man suit.
I'm going to go ahead and just say Batman because, one, I'm the world's greatest detective. Two, I have a contingency plan to kill all the superheroes if I wanted to. And three, I'm just cool. I got the nice cars. I got everything. So I'll just take Batman.
Batman is the definition of a playboy.
Yeah.
Bruce Wayne is literally, he ain't selling down. This dude got all kinds of women in and out. Rich guy, these nice cars. He literally has a butler. Like, dude out here living life, bro. Tony Stark he's an alcoholic. He has issues. And I wouldn't mind being Black Panther, T'Challa. I wouldn't mind. You know, you got a vibranium suit. You can fight. Can't nobody get to your country but you. I mean, if you don't want to be known, you don't have to. And, like, yeah, I'm going with Black Panther. Because imagine, like, you got the suit on, people shooting at you. Ain't nothing happening, bro. That's excellent.
Indestructible.
You don't even need to know how to be able to fight that well if you got that suit.
Indestructible. And plus that suit's got really, really top notch technology because your sister, who's technically smarter than Tony Stark, created it.
Yeah. I'm gonna roll with Black Panther. Even though Black Panther and Batman, like neck and neck, like they're my two favorite comic book characters of all time. But I'm gonna go with since you pick Batman, I'm gonna roll with Black Panther.
Do we ever talk about the comic book? There's one comic book. It's not like a series. It's just one, basically just one off where there's these time travelers that raise Batman and Superman as like brothers.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So basically, and this is way off subject, but whatever. Well, basically these time travelers, they go to the point to where Clark Kent, otherwise known as Superman, was found in the Kent's farm when he landed as a baby from Krypton.
They
go to the ship and they take him away from the ship. And then they go to the point where Bruce Wayne's parents were killed in the alleyway. They go to the point and they take Bruce Wayne. And then basically they raise the two as brothers. And it doesn't end up well for the whole planet. Like,
yeah,
they basically, Bruce Wayne and Clark Kent, Superman and Batman, they literally like take over the world and do some crazy stuff.
Yeah, that's not a good combination to raise together. They are perfect people to meet when they're adults.
Uh-huh.
To raise them together is you asking for trouble. Like I would just hate, you know, growing up, you fight your siblings. I would hate fighting like Superman.
Superman, yeah.
Fuck me, you know, Hardy will punch you. Like, he'll probably knock your head off, literally.
Yeah, it's weird because like in the comic, instead of like having the Statue of Liberty, it has like a statue of Superman and a statue of Batman in New York. Like it's really weird. Yeah. It's like they take over the U.S.
Batman is already mentally crazy.
Yeah.
Superman is a little insecure. Not even the most powerful person in the world and you're like insecure.
Mm.
That's crazy.
And you don't really have to worry about something because your brother is like the strongest person in the universe and you could run around with no consequences.
You know me, get my brother. Yeah, I'm going to go get my brother. All right, you win, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wild.